November is when we will pay attention to the official, as I will call it, because I think they were the first ones to do it. And since they're noted as a leading color authority, November is when Pantone releases its color of the year.
Oh, it's already that. You're
familiar with that.
It's already that time of year.
It's getting to that time of year. Your morning team here at 622 on WSGW, and Pat and Denise and Charlie all together. But ahead of that, some paint people, Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams, have also released already their colors of the year.
I see.
And there are a lot of different paint manufacturers, and there could be others. I just happen to come across these two. But I'm intrigued by the fact that not even close as far as what they consider. So this is Sherwin-Williams color of the year, they say. It's, and I don't even know how to pronounce it, Redend or Reddened Point.
All right.
There you go. This is how it looks. R-E-D-E-N-D point. That's the color right there.
It's kind of a beige color? Or
yeah, that's kind of what
I'm looking at.
Yeah.
All right.
Sherwin-Williams says, embrace a spirit of connection with the world around you with this soulful yet subtle hue.
I see.
Did you get all that?
I did. It does appear to be not threatening. You know, it's very neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a little bit just off of eggshell.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that description. All right, compare that to what Benjamin Moore has released as its color of the year. Stark contrast, raspberry blush.
Whoa, all right. I like that one.
Described as a color that will enliven your surroundings while awakening your senses with charismatic color.
Ooh. Hmm. Not so sure.
Maybe I'd have to see it on the wall in my home just before I kind of get that vibe. But
it's not like a dark red or anything.
No. It's described as a... let's see how it's described here. What are the descriptions over here?
Looks kind of like a cross between Merlot and Chardonnay.
Ooh.
Oh, well, hey.
Okay, well, from my
vantage point over here, I guess. Of course, it's a little bit early in the morning for wine references, but
I don't know. Is it ever too early in the morning? So there you go, folks. I'll put the links up. There's the Sherwin-Williams color, which is one, and of course the contrast to the Benjamin Moore color.
Okay, I'm looking at this color on my phone. So
does it do anything more for you on your phone?
You know, it's interesting. No, I don't think it's like the worst thing. I don't know. What do I know when it comes to?
What do any of us know? When it comes down to the color of the year, I think is very personal. It's whatever color you think is most appropriate for whatever you're going to be painting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, I'm waiting till November when Pantone, the leading color authority, comes out with its color of the year.
Listen, guys, I have to admit that you could sit me in a room for 8 hours. And then I could leave that room and you could ask me, what was the color of the walls? And I would not be able to tell you.
So you're not as observant.
I'm not.
No. That's okay.
Which Dr. Heather would confirm.